headline prayer. Lord, we see recently in the news, there was a man who was on trial and it was very complicated about the police, and he was trying to use evidence and so forth. And Lord, now that man's a family has been evicted from the country. And we see stories in the Old Testament, Lord, where sin and legacy of family are tied in to what's going on with us spiritually. And yet, Lord, we know that we will stand before you on judgment day. And regardless of what our family has done, it'll be between us and you. And so we pray, Lord, for our family legacies, for this family involved in this controversy there in Myanmar, Lord. And we pray for our families today that we might bring a testimony to them that would be one of blessing. Lord, we pray for Pakistan, Lord, and this armed man who was harassed and a rights activist, Lord. We just pray for your sovereign way to be part of that aftermath, Lord. And we think of the Afghan bombing in the province of Nangarhar. And Lord, that's five people who have perished from this earth, and they have families, Lord, as we pray for families today. We think of the woman who was 117 years old in Japan, who was the world's oldest woman, Lord. We pray and we hope that she had you as her savior. But we don't know, but we pray for her family to realize how precious life is with her lifetime. And we thank you for this man in Indonesia who was 76 years old and he was stranded on a boat and the police found him. He was a fisherman and they rescued him, Lord. And so all these diverse stories just bring us back to you, Lord, to see that we need you in our life. You are a savior. And no matter if we're the oldest person in the world or if we're a teenager, Lord, we need you. There's corruption. There's death. There's evil forces around the world, Lord. And we see just the cat and mouse with North Korea and the United States with missile launching and tests. And Lord, we just look to you to be sovereign, to trust in you amidst all these headlines, Lord, as they don't necessarily affect us personally wherever we're standing, Lord, but it's part of your world and it affects our world. So give us your vision to pray for headlines around the world. Amen.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.